Why would God command the Jewish people to kill Adamolech, even including babies? There's no one we despise more than someone who kills children. They had to die. Why didn't God do it himself, like in Sodom? Isn't this a fine line in becoming what we fear and hate most? The Muslims also claim God told them to kill children. Anonymous from New York. It is not only Amalek that we have to kill, men, women, and children, but the seven nations who occupied the land of Israel, the Canaanim, also we had a mitzvah. There is really no answer to that question, except for the fact that that was God's command. And we believe that God told us that through Moshe Rabbeinu, and God has the right. He gave life to these people. He understands what kind of blight they were, even little children, on the world, and he could give that command. Somebody should not be more merciful than God is, and someone who is merciful on cruel people, even little children, if somebody would have killed little 2-year-old cute little Adolf Schickelberger, who turned out to be Adolf Hitler, would have done the world a tremendous service. Only God can know what little children are going to become. And if it's an entire nation that's embodiment of evil, and God tells you to do it, then don't be more merciful than God. That was the problem of Shaul HaMelech, why he lost his royalty, his kingdom, because he was merciful on cruel people. He also had the same question that you did. If God commands it, then that is what a person has to do. The Muslims claim that God told them. No, they will have to pay for that aberration and that lie in the future, because God didn't tell them. But if one knows that God spoke to the Jewish people, we heard him speaking to Moshe, the Torah is something we know to be true and the word of God, and therefore we have to follow the word of God, who gave these people life and can command us to take it away from them too.